We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua, 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 Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua, it's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, 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 Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tua actually has the prettiest balls.
That's right, Tyreek. That is right. Big old balls, big old cocajones. That was one for the lore, dude. Dolphins lore. Dolphins, gooseys galore.
Gooseys galore.
This guy's a...
Oh, is that for... Who's that for? Is that for... Chris Sims?
That is for Chris Sims.
Play it again
this
for Chris Sims.
A bomb.
Give me one for Tannenbaum.
Bum.
Give me one for Mike Greenberg.
Bum.
Give me one for Sean Payton.
This guy's a bomb.
Give me one for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Bum.
Give me another one for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Bum.
Give me another one for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
This guy's a bomb.
Give me one for Brian Flores.
Bum.
Give me one for Stephen Ross for trying to replace Tua.
I mean,
no! Give me one for Nick Saban for being mean to Tua at any point in his life.
Bum.
Give me one for Mac Jones.
This guy's a bum.
Give me one for all the city of Boston.
Bum.
Give me one for all of Philadelphia. Give me one for Robbie the Degenerate. Give me one for Justin Herbert's ribs.
Reload.
Give me one for Joe Burrow's record.
Hey. Throughout the history of football.
Yep.
The team that loses the Super Bowl struggles the following year. It's a known.
Is that thing. Science?
It's a known thing.
Is that bro science? Give me one for Chan Gailey.
We are partners.
Big Explode!
He's
Big Explode! I'm sorry. Give me again one for Chan Gailey.
Yeah.
We are farmers.
He's a bum.
Give me one for that anonymous source who told Armando Salguero that Tua didn't have it.
Bum. I would say, give me one for Armando Salguero who wanted Justin Herbert. Bum.
No, he didn't want Justin Herbert.
No, he didn't want Justin Herbert.
He didn't want Justin Herbert. But he did tell us that they weren't going to take Jalen Waddle.
Bum.
Give me one for Devontae Parker and his lack of separation.
This guy's a ball.
Give me one for Adam Archuleta. Thank you, Pastor Batman. Give me one for Adam Archuleta. What a, by the way, what a better broadcast yesterday, huh?
Oh, man.
Kevin Harlan.
Wow. How'd they know?
So much better.
So good.
So much better.
That guy's good.
Give me one for Colin Cowherd, that flip-flopper.
Bum.
They don't keep receipts, do they?
I don't know.
They're just like, when they go to the hot take machine and they say, would you like a receipt? They go, no.
Give me one for Keyshawn Johnson.
Ooh.
Don't think I forgot.
Bum.
The bums are out. The bum guns are out, and they're aimed at all you bastards.
Bum!
Hit the ID here, you beautiful man.
Oh, thank you. I was like, he's going to call me a bum.
This is WAXY Miami.
Not just any old average bum. Your top shelf bum.
Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter Miami. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, the headlines here brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Miami Dolphins, 42-38 over the Ravens. First time the Dolphins have won in that stadium.
Ever?
Ever.
It feels like that.
They haven't won in Baltimore since 97, but first time they've won in that building.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, it feels like that, though.
This feels like a 25-year stat. Yeah, it does.
It does. It does feel that way.
I mean, to win like that, too.
Oh, my God. It was epic.
Wow.
Someone wants one for Skip Bayless. I don't even know what he said, but if he said it, give him one, too.
Bum.
So good.
You know what? Give another one to Skip Bayless, just because.
Yes.
Bum.
Love it.
There we go.
So good.
I mean, how do you think, because what ends up happening in sports is somebody will write an article.
Yep.
And people will read that article and just take that article as fact. When in a lot of cases, it's just an opinion. And while these guys may have that opinion, what they write, people read as fact. So I wonder, with all of the stories that came out with Tua and Brian Flores and how he was, you know, trying to heal and all that, how does the story come out now? Because I'm not saying Tua's going to be a Hall of Famer, but I'm saying he's kind of getting back to who everybody thought he was, and maybe because the circumstances around him are better.
It's crazy, right?
Right.
Pretty wild.
Right.
Because you're going to hear, you know.
Funny how that patience thing works.
Yeah. It's, you know, because you'll hear every, Justin Herbert, his ribs hurt. Oh, yeah, oh, really? Yeah, it's interesting.
Tua broke three of them last year.
Oh, Joe Burrow, they tried to revamp the line. Didn't Lyle Collins say to him, I'm going to be your bodyguard? You don't got to worry about anything anymore?
Hey, if your bodyguard is made out of spaghetti noodles, he's your guy.
Yeah, his bodyguard said, not now. By not now, he means protect you because he's been sacked 15 times in 2 weeks.
I mean, 15 times in 2 weeks.
Dude, I don't think this guy's going to have a long career. And I don't mean that flippantly, but he's got his ass kicked for 3 years.
How is this even?
Guess what? I mean, that's what happened to old boy in Indianapolis.
Luck. Oh, Luck, yeah. By the way, I just want to say to the Colts, you deserve everything you get for booing Andrew Luck. I'm serious about
true.
This.
That's true.
No franchise has got – you talk about the Dolphins. Look at this. I read you guys the stat earlier that Dan Marino had the top four passing games in Dolphins history. Tua finally moved himself into the top four all time. That's what it's been like. The wait has been like for a game like that for your quarterback position. You think about the Indianapolis Colts having Peyton Manning and with Andrew Luck. And right. Then they booed Andrew Luck for retiring early because he was in so much pain. You deserve everything you're getting from Matt Ryan. You deserve 5 quarterbacks in 5 years. You deserve it all. Go to hell, Colts fans.
Hey, and more importantly, you deserve Matt Ryan.
You deserve him, dude.
Yeah, I mean.
And why they can't beat the Jaguars, I'll never know.
Do you know how hard it is to get shut out by the Jacksonville Jaguars? It's literally the same percentages as the Dolphins coming back in the fourth quarter. That's the same percentages of going scoreless against Jacksonville.
Jaguars have, like, what is it? They're like out of, it was, what was the stat I read last week? It was like they're 5-35 or something like that. And 3 of those wins are against Indy. So now it's what, 6-35 and 4 of them are against Indianapolis.
Is that crazy?
What the hell is that?
I don't know, but they gave him a donut?
A donut, dude.
A goose egg. Dude, come on. You got shut out by Jacksonville.
Apparently they did that again recently.
And by the way, this past weekend, I was very discouraged to see the Marlins lose to the Slum Busters.
No, but they did win yesterday. Sandman pitched his 5th complete game.
So I will say this. Maybe when you look up the definition of slump buster, we might ought to start taking a gander at the mirror.
Maybe.
Because while you looking at other teams being slump buster, they give you that same look. At least we get to play the Marlins.
Not to baseball up a football rewind Monday, which it really is, and it's a delightful football Monday rewind, which, by the way, is brought to you by Gunther Kia. Gunther Kia in Fort Lauderdale on 441 just north of I-595. Or you guys can visit them at GuntherKia.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther. I was asking you this because Aaron Judge hit 2 home runs yesterday, so he's up to 59 for the season.
Oh, my goodness.
Is him hitting 60 home runs, is that a big deal to you?
No.
No, right?
It's not.
It's still cool. Like, it's not, cool.
It's cool, and they're going to put some kind of twist on. Somebody's going to try and convince. I'm not trying to take away from that.
Someone's going to try and convince me he has the home run record, and I just don't.
I can't unsee what I saw with Sammy Sosa, with Mark McGwire, and with Barry Bonds. It had me glued to. We used to go into commercial breaks to break into their at-bats. Did we not?
Yeah.
Did we not? If you were watching TV, they would stop TV on ESPN or all the channels and bring up Sammy Sosa's at-bat, Mark McGwire's at-bat, and Barry Bonds' at-bat.
No doubt. Like, I'm curious today, because it's one of the rare cities that's still like, you know, they care about baseball very much in New York. But right. Even them, today, a guy who's in the doorstep of 60 for a first-place Yankees team or Jets comeback with 90 seconds left and the Giants 2-0?
Jets comeback.
Of course, right? Like, it's just – it's still football.
It's like you love basketball and you love baseball if you're a fan. But your passion, your what I'm putting everything and all my energies into, what I'm spending my whole weekend getting ready for, what I'm having friends over and ordering a million wings and watching is football.
Yeah. Oh, football was so good yesterday.
It was so good.
Is it getting better?
I think it's better because the Dolphins seem like one of the best shows in the NFL. I think that's why it's getting better.
Right. True.
Can I also say, I'm getting a little annoyed, right, at NFL football because here, you should be able to go between Fox and CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have 2 games you can toggle back and forth between. The fact that at some points in time, there is only 1 football game on.
You're getting mad at dual
with
commercials?
All the football being played is borderline ridiculous.
I mean, I don't think they can control that, dude. One of the stops in the game are the stops in the game.
No. But I'm saying, like at 1 o'clock, there should be a game on CBS
and
a game on
Fox. You mean
Fox.
Both doubleheaders?
Yes. I don't want to go, like, there's too many games.
Well, you let me know when you need that.
Wink. I know. I already got it. Listen.
You let me know.
I got it. You let me know. And guess what? The only time I would do it is with the Browns and the Dolphins. I'm not doing that for a rando game. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't care that much. But it's just odd that you used to be able to just toggle between the two channels, commercial break. Oh, let's see what's going on here. Now you can't because they only have one game on. So think about when the Dolphins were on TV, there was no other football game on TV. It's weird with all – No, that's what I'm saying.
I feel like they're I don't know, dude. I got the ticket.
At 1 o'clock, when the Dolphins game started, there was no game on Fox.
So there
the
was
Fox game came on at 4.
So there was a doubleheader at 4. Because at one window they got to have two games.
They I guess it was at 4. I don't know because after the Dolphins game, I was done.
You were spent.
I was cool.
You needed a cigarette.
I was spent. I needed a cigarette and a nap. I mean, I was like, I was sitting on the edge of my seat.
Mm-hmm.
Not because, like, listen, I wanted the Dolphins to win, right? No, like, no mistake. But it's the excitement of being able to see something where you could have these conversations. That's what sports is to me. Like, I want to be watching a sporting event live. When that special thing happens,
it was
when Usain Bolt was running 100, you didn't care about the 100. You wanted to see him break the world record.
Yeah.
So you watch track and you never watched track before. Baseball. We talked about baseball back in the day. You used to keep your television on ESPN because you knew when any of those three guys were batting, you were going to get to see the at-bat. Like, yeah, man, it's a man. That was something special yesterday. And to be on both sides of it, I don't know how the old ticker is gonna, you know, I gotta have surgery in a couple of days. And for as excited as I was watching the Dolphins, in my peripherals was the most depressing thing I've seen this year.
I'm sorry. Take a break. Back after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time. Bass is gonna blow your mind.
Here we go, here we go. What's up, on high tilt? Uncle Allen Bass in the house. We're gonna run this thing.
Oh, man. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 7-9 to the Ticket, taking you up until 10 o'clock this morning. We're streaming live on Twitch. You guys want to watch the Silly Sauce? Get in on the chat. 7-9 to the Ticket is our channel there. If you guys want to text us, 786-360-0790. Text of the Ticket driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. If you guys want to call, you want to shout your Silly Sauce to the rooftops, all right? 786-360-0790.
Or apologize.
Or apologize.
There's been a few people on Twitter, and I acknowledge them as gentlemen and scholars, that have said, "Whoo, I didn't think Tua had this." And I said, you know what? Now we can move forward.
Yes, if you want to, this could be a confessional. If you want to confess your sins against Tua.
We're not going to pass judgment.
No judgment.
You're welcome back. You're welcome back.
We allow you to repent. All right. We will allow a one-time repentance. If you guys
shame.
You must first admit that you were wrong. That's the problem we have with all these television people.
Yeah.
They just want to keep it moving without admitting to their crimes.
Answer for your crimes, Tom Brady.
Let's back this up.
What?
See. You brought up an interesting couple of moments here.
Hmm?
Okay. So you, old Quick Draw.
What are you talking about?
Yesterday,
mm-hmm.
went to Twitter.
Yeah.
And you jumped in the water.
What are you talking about? Oh, no, dude. I'm not going to let you do that. I was never rats off a ship yesterday.
No.
I didn't have any crimes. I was just narrating on what was happening at the time.
No.
I didn't say the Dolphins are. I didn't say they couldn't win. I didn't do any of that. I was not rats off a ship.
No.
I was not rats off a ship yesterday.
No. Let's have a vote.
No, I'm not going to let you
have a vote.
Not amongst these charlatans.
There's three people. No. This is in-house voting. There's three people.
Hold on.
That were on that text.
This is ridiculous. Because I tweeted out yesterday. I know what you're referring to because I got this sent to me. Some. What the hell was this? A live chat that was going on?
Man, I was watching a random YouTube video. I was like, live reaction to the game. And the last one was like, Brendan Tobin said. And I was like, what? What?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I tweeted out, I think this was after the 78-yard touchdown, I think. Lamar Jackson, playing like he's had this one circled all summer. Ravens officially taking back Dolphins daddy status. They were. I mean, what do you want me to say? You want me to... I'm not going to apologize for that.
Okay. Until they didn't.
Until they didn't. But I self-sanctioned on Twitter. I freezing cold takes myself.
No, you have to answer to your crimes.
I don't have any crimes. I still watch the game. The only way you're rats off a ship is if you turn off the television.
Hey, so you don't think that you jumped the gun there?
No. I'm not gonna get judgment from a guy who doesn't use Twitter and a guy who's been on Twitter for 4 days. I'm not gonna take judgment from you. I like to comment as the game goes on. Football is willy-nilly. That's the fun of it.
So basically, you just opened up a little door, and that door says, rats off a ship, back on the ship.
Let me ask you something. If Larry Zonk, tweets out, I don't know what to say. Is that him being rats off a ship?
You mean Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Larry Zonka. He has that right.
What do you mean? He's allowed to say what he wants on Twitter and I'm not?
Yes!
That's not fair.
He's tough.
He got skin in the game. He played for the Dolphins.
Larry Zonka tweeted, I don't know what to say. Facepalm emoji. Which, by the way, props to using an emoji.
By the way,
I didn't even know that.
Wait, by the way.
I think he has a tweet.
Can we all come together in this thought? It's funny that Larry Zonka sends random tweets.
Yeah.
It's hilarious that he uses emojis.
Yep.
Just
like, a lot of emojis. He also hashtag MIA versus BAL, hashtag NFL, hashtag fins up.
Yeah, and he's
going to hashtag fins up.
He's a doctor of hashtags.
Oh, yeah, he's Mr. Hashtag.
Sometimes the hashtags that he put on the end are longer than the message.
He goes, they look unprepared, unrehearsed. Hashtag MIA versus BAL, hashtag NFL, hashtag fins
up. So did he bounce back?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let's hear the bounce back.
He goes, big jump, great catch by Gesicki. Must have been some ass kicking at halftime. Hashtag MIA versus BAL, hashtag NFL, hashtag fins up.
That was only the beginning, though. Give me some fourth quarter action.
Then he was quiet until he said, impressive crazy comeback. It's a shootout. No ball control offense like I'm used to. Makes me crazy. LOL. But can't argue with the results. Hashtag fins up. Hashtag MIA versus BAL. Hashtag NFL.
So he just reverted back to like 50s football anyway.
And then he says.
After seeing this aerial attack, he goes, not what I'm used to seeing. Well, because guess what? What you used to see with the Dolphins has been the kind of football you want to play.
He finishes it off yesterday saying, congrats to Coach McDaniel and the Dolphins team. Hashtag Dolphins team. 2-0. Great start to the season. Big test next week against the hashtag Bills. Hashtag fins up. Hashtag NFL. Hashtag MIA versus BAL.
This guy hashtags a lot.
A lot of hashtags, dude. Hey, Zonka sent a one-word tweet with 17 hashtags after it.
Somebody says to Zonk, if the 72 Dolphins had weapons like Hill and Waddle, scoring would have gone through the roof. Zonk said, if we played under the same rules as today, scoring would have gone through the roof.
No, he wouldn't have played.
Well.
He'd come in the game like Usyk.
Dude, I'll tell you who's scary. That fullback for the Ravens.
Wait.
Ricard?
How about this new? Hey, has anybody noticed the new thing in football?
Hmm.
You send your tight end in motion and then have him get under center and get the quick snap? I've seen two or three teams do that. So the quarterback's in shotgun, right?
Yeah.
It's like third or fourth and short. You got a running back. You got a quarterback in the back. He calls the signals. He waves the tight end over. The tight end stops on the center and takes the snap.
Oh, I know. That was crazy.
I love that. Teams do it.
I know. The Dolphins and the Ravens did it yesterday.
Right. But wait, I'm thinking. I didn't even know who that guy was. Oh, God.
A person is here to answer for their crimes. Thomas is calling in. Now, Thomas called us last week, and he referred to Tua as itty bitty.
Oh, you remember Thomas. Let's go.
All right, Thomas, what's going on, man?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, Marcos. Good morning, Jay Fig.
Let's hear it.
Hey, man, look, I got to put some respect onto his name right about now. Six touchdowns is no joke. You know, he came through for us, and I'm going to be real with you. I want to be wrong. You know what I'm saying? I need a Dolphins Super Bowl in my lifetime. You know, I was born in 1980. So, you know, time's ticking. I got more time. You know, I got less time in front of me than I used to. You know, so, you know, I got to definitely put some respect onto his name. He balled out in that second half. I was talking a whole lot of trash in that first half. You know, this dink and dunk, throwing screens, throwing quick slants. I'm like, come on, man. When are we going to get deep down the field? We got these horses out there in the outside. You know, when are we going to get some bombs? And sure enough, you know, I had to go ahead and, you know, saying eat that crow, as they say. So, you know, I called in. I got to answer for my sins and you know, ask for the congregation to forgive me.
You are forgiven.
Come on back.
You are
Come
forgiven.
Come on back, Thomas.
I make the sign of the T.
Come on back. Yes. You are welcome back.
There you go.
We love honest, stand-up guys. That's right. You threw a little cheese onto it last week with the itty bitty.
Yep.
But guess what?
Listen.
You're welcome back.
Come into the light, my son. We will take a break. We will get to more of your calls. If you guys want to join in, 786-360-0790. We'll get to everybody lining up there on the phone lines. Hold tight. Quick break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, we're giving you away a chance to win a family four-pack to see the WWE Holiday Tour at FTX Arena on December 29th. You guys can win, or you guys can purchase tickets now at FTXArena.com, but we will give away a family four-pack before the end of today's show. So keep on listening to that. Tua Tagovailoa delivering a stone-cold stunner to the Ravens yesterday. It was awesome. Let's go out to the phone lines now. 786-360-0790. I see a lot of our Twitchers are chiming in, eh? Old Chicken Lips Tobin. What's going on, man?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
We're good, buddy.
What's
How
happening?
Are you?
All right. So I'm not sorry for anything.
What?
However.
What?
However. Chris Sims, you bum! Fitzpatrick, bum!
Bum.
Y'all have a good day.
All right, that's it. Chicken Lips Tobin, efficient.
That was a good call.
There's nothing to apologize for. He didn't do anything wrong. He just wanted to call Chris Sims a bum and Ryan Fitzpatrick a bum, which they are.
Bum!
Let's see. Who we got here? We got Cap. What's going on, Cap? Cap is calling in. What's up, Cap?
Oh, blood pressure, cholesterol. Let me tell you something, man, all right? To throw a 40 burger on Baltimore, I'm at a loss for words, man. I really don't know what the hell is going on, but I want more. I want more next week. I want to stay in first place. We're in first place, Leroy. Leroy! A 40 burger! Oh, my God!
Wow. Kevin's fine.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Turn up, man. Technically, though, I don't know if 40 is a burger. We've always established that 50 is a burger. It's a 40-piece.
40-piece.
It's a 40-piece. But still, it's delicious either way.
And guess what? It's weird because you can't get a 40-piece.
It's true. And we won't charge you extra for sauce either.
Oh, my
God. We won't charge you extra for sauce.
Don't even get me started.
Game Boy, what's up, Game Boy?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I would like to confess for the sins of the crimes of going against Tua, and I would like to apologize to the Twitchers and everyone for going against Tua. And I just want to say the three wise men, Tyreek, McCutcheon, and Waddle, have came and showed me the light. So keep it going.
You are forgiven, Game Boy. You are forgiven, Game Boy.
Yes!
Absolved. Absolved of your sins.
Pardoned.
The three wise men of Tyreek, McCutcheon. McCutcheon, like, did you hear McCutcheon after the game where he goes, like, maybe Tua will listen to me now. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
This McCutcheon, he's something.
You know what, though? It's something to be said about intestinal fortitude. Because there's only a handful of people that throw two picks early.
Mm-hmm.
And turn it around.
Yeah.
And Tua's demeanor allows him to be able to do that. But what Mike McDaniel is telling him is, go out there and sling it, player.
Tua's probably thinking to himself. Tua's probably thinking to himself, two interceptions. You ever had your head coach actively sabotage you for 2 years? That's adversity. Here is McCutcheon after the game. This was him saying, you know, listen, Tua, don't be so hard on yourself, baby.
No, now maybe Tua will finally listen to me. And what I mean by that is, like, I've said it to you guys before, but, like, it's awesome to be critical of yourself. It is good. You know, he has a high standard for himself. But, you know, just after the first game, I just wanted to see the guy enjoy playing football. and understand that, yes, you want to make the perfect read and the perfect throw every time. But who cares? If you just get better at one thing a game, you're going to be pretty good at the end of the season. So let's just press forward. Well,
wow.
Yeah. Fantastic. Texter writes in, I'm a Tua fan, but at some point yesterday I gave up and saw someone calling him Hawaiian Andy Dalton. I want to apologize.
Oh, my goodness.
You're absolved. You are absolved, Texter. Yeah. Let's go to Parker. Parker, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Tobin? You can hear me?
Yes.
Hi, guys. Just wanted to say great show. Love watching the show. I'm listening to the show. In my 24 years of life, it's been a really, really rough time being a Dolphins fan and just having that energy of that win yesterday. I've never seen a buzz like it, and still running on a high from yesterday. So just excited, man. We got a big game coming up this week. Just going to be a real test, see where we stack up against one of the best teams in the league, and almost wanted to cry tears of joy yesterday. So wow. Very excited for this season.
Well, we lost him. I didn't do that to you, Parker. You faded away, dude. But listen, that's moving. You were driven to tears. That's crazy, though. If you are 24 years old, what good Dolphins football have you seen?
Right.
Like, they haven't won a playoff game in 22 years. You know, what was he enjoying that when he was pooping his pants? Like, you know, doesn't remember Lamar Smith. Like, that was a long time ago for him, dude. David, what's going on, David?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just quickly, a couple of things. Aside from Tua's fortitude and impressive, you know, comeback in the second half, was the coaching staff being totally outclassed the first half. Looked like aliens came, body snatched both coaching staffs and switched them. I've never seen that. That was pretty damn impressive. And secondly, touching on Mike Gesicki. When they were talking about contracts, they were always saying how, well, is he going to be listed as a wide receiver, as a tight end? Why? Because I find him being one of the most original Dolphin leaders. Okay, he's a Dolphin true and true with talent, amazing talent. Why don't they just switch his title from tight end to wide receiver? Cedric Wilson's invisible. Mike Gesicki is rare. He's fast. He's tall. What is the difficulty in just making him a wide receiver permanently? And I'll listen to you. All right. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you, Parker. David.
I'll tell you why. About $5 million a year.
Yeah, for him. Yeah.
We've already been through this with a guy listed as a tight end, but basically played wide receiver in Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
So
I tell you,
it's he's a tight end that plays in the slot. We've had that before. Tony Gonzalez very rarely played in the on the end of the line of scrimmage. You have some guys who do it, but you've always had guys like that. Guys that are coming to the league as tight ends, but you play them in the slot a lot more. It's nothing new.
Indian Ross says, I got something to say. He says it means he's going to call in and be Indian Rosta. Just completely hose us down.
Listen, not today, Indian Rosta.
I mean, like, I'm not going to deny him. Like, if he wants to call in and roast us, I don't deny callers. But
as long as there's compliments for Tua.
Speaking of one of our Twitchers, RVA Richie. He was boots on the ground yesterday in Baltimore. What's going on, Richie?
Good morning. I found out that Krill Filet is open on Sundays, and I got fed a number six meal. It was very, very satisfying in the end, and it was a bend, not break team win. Thank you.
There you go. RVA Richie enjoying the deliciousness. It was so good yesterday, man.
So let me ask you a question.
Hmm?
Because,
by the way, hello, JFig.
It kind of happened to me. Like, I saw all the big plays being made, and I was thinking, man, if they could just get a couple of big plays, they can get back in this. But they kept giving up big plays. So it wasn't that I didn't think that the offense could dial it up. Because they clearly, saw the abilities of those two receivers and started getting them the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always wondering if they were going to have enough time.
Jalen Waddle,
because they weren't really stopping Baltimore.
Leroy, Jalen Waddle had 19 targets yesterday. Give their best players the ball.
And guess what? It didn't feel like it. It just felt like he was always open.
Did you hear Tyreek Hill's quote that he, when he had cramps, what he said to Mike McDaniel? Why he got cramps?
He said, I told Mike McDaniel, because you got me blocking so much, just throw me the ball. Just kidding.
Could you imagine that conversation? I'm the cheater, baby! The cheaters don't block!
Cheater don't block?
We hunt!
Speaking of blocks, a couple blocks from Alec Ingold down the field on those Jalen Waddle plays made me be like, oh, glad we got a fullback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, but I got to tell you, I've never seen two receivers. Every time they caught the ball, it was almost like you hated seeing them catch the ball and they were running comebacks. Like, you wanted them going down the field.
I believe at one point in the post game also that Tyreek Hill said he was drunk on that yak.
Do we need the Urban Dictionary for that? Because I can break it down for you.
No, I know. I mean,
okay. It's that cognac, baby.
Oh, I thought he was referring to yards after catch.
No.
I think you should bring it down, Leroy.
Minus one. Minus one.
What do you mean? It was a double entendre. Play on words, my friend.
Because guess what?
What?
He wasn't getting touched. To break tackles.
Oh, man. Let's see. We got Sir Noble. What's up, Sir Noble?
Oh, good morning. Praise to I need to apologize. I'm up in Northern Virginia, so I was in Baltimore for the game and at a Baltimore house party trying to represent, and my pessimism of being in my 40s and being a Dolphins fan rose up and didn't believe until the last 20 seconds when we took the lead. Praise to her.
Praise be to us, Sir Noble. You're all forgiven, my son.
Hey, by any chance, did you leave?
Oh, I hung up on him.
Oh.
My bad.
If he left, then there needs to be some type of
pick. I don't think he did because he said he was there to the last 20 right. seconds. So I think okay. he was good. That's okay. what I'm saying. Okay. Like, in football, you're not rats off a ship unless you turn off the TV or you leave. Like, that's...
Or you... You like, think comments like when, about being somebody?
No, because like I was laughing yesterday when Robert Hunt was like, "Y'all doubted us, huh?" I'm like, "Yeah." Like, Rob, dude, you were down 21 twice. Yes, I doubted. What are you talking about? Of course.
Hey, when the fourth quarter started, were you trying to figure out the different scenarios where the Dolphins could catch up? Because I was breaking down in my head, well, if they get a big play here, and there's a, okay, and if you get well, one
that's
score.
That's what I'm saying. Like, every part of the team had a place in the win and the loss because, yeah, the defense had awful drives, but they were monster in the fourth quarter to get those three and outs, to get them the ball back. And then, you know, the offense came through for them. Like, it was in a wild game, everybody had their moments.
Everybody had to play a role in that comeback. Simply because the defense had been giving up big plays all game, right? We had what they, I mean, they gave up what, 3 or 4 plays over 50 yards?
Yeah.
And so when you get to the end of that game, everything has to come together in order for all of it to work. Like, Tua still could have 469 yards, but if the defense hadn't stopped him, the final score would have been like 45-42.
You guys can continue to call 786-360-0790. Give your takes on the game, or you can confess for your sins. That is also welcome here.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
No judgment zone tonight.
No judgment.
You will be forgiven.
We understand, you know, this isn't a game 6 scenario.
Yeah.
Because you watched it.
Yeah, just say the words, "Forgive me, Marino, I have sinned." And then you will be absolved.
Why are we asking Marino for forgiveness?
Because he is the holy one.
He ain't take no snaps.
He knows. He's still. Marino was proud yesterday. He's proud that he's got two in the top 5 now.
He's still number 1 through 4.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
That's what cheetahs do to lions. You can't catch me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.